Some teachers have been lamenting on a situation where they are posted to rural schools by GES but are not paid for about 3 years. According to them, they are compelled to go borrowing, which they describe as an embarrassment to the teaching profession.
The recruitment of teaching personnel into the Ghana Education Service is quite cumbersome. From what we have observed so far, it goes through a very long process, right from the place of work, that is the school, it gets to the district office, then it gets to the regional office, then it comes back to the district office for the appointment letter, it goes to the finance officer of the district or the metropolis before it goes to Accra. And even there, it takes quite some time. So, in fact, it's not been easy for some of us. Some of us have been resting for 2 years, others 3 years, still struggling to get even the staff ID number, which will authorize the Control and Accountant General to effect payment.
Now, the situation, from what I gather, is so serious that the Ministry of Education will have to step in immediately. Let's look at it from the Department of IPPD. I hear there's a woman there who will not even accept or receive greetings from people and will sit on staff ID cards and will not want to work on their process for Accountant General to pay them. How can teachers who are recruited to the remote communities be without salary for 3 years? Women getting loans from people. Is it fair?
Well, as I said earlier on, the process is quite cumbersome, and when it gets to the IPPD, which is the last body or office to deal with it, it wins. That is where you get the staff ID number before Ministry of Finance will allow you to do the biometric registration for online processing to the Control and Accountant General. But more often than not, you get to the office and they don't tell you anything, and you don't know what they want. And in fact, it's quite frustrating teachers.
Let's go back to the district. We know that the District Directorate of Education, they've been complaining that teachers will not want to come to the remotest communities in this country. Yet, when teachers accept postings there, they take too long a time to process them. Why would they be behaving like that?
Yes, in fact, it is quite a disturbing issue that teachers in the district, in the hinterland, because you put it that way, will have to take it upon themselves to travel to the central government, that is Accra, because more often than not, the accountants who are supposed to be in charge of this recruitment will not want to even come to Accra. They may even want to demand money from these teachers who have not been paid. So these teachers will have to take it upon themselves to travel all the way from the hinterlands to Accra to fight for their salaries. So it's quite a disturbing trend.
A teacher and a parent, Kwame Aji, asks why the GES should approve different textbooks for same subjects in the regions when the pupils write the same BCE. He urged GES to take another look at the issue.
Different textbooks apply to different regions in the country. So the point is that every region has its own set of textbooks for the GSS. Now, to me, that's a very wrong policy. Because since the students are writing the same finance and literally the BCE, there is no need to provide different textbooks for different regions. And that is a policy. To us, it's a very wrong policy which needs to be changed. If the students are writing the same final examination, then they should be provided with the same set of textbooks.
What particular textbooks are you talking about? What subjects are you talking about?
Okay. I have evidence of social studies for the GSS.
And what are the books you have seen that they are using in Kumasi, which is different from the one you are using in Accra and Cape Coast?
That is exactly the case. The books in Kumasi are different from the books in Accra, and then the same books are different from those in the border region, for example.
Can you mention the books, Kwame Aji? I'm finding out from you whether you can make mention of the specific different textbooks in the border region.
Yes.
What is the name of the textbook? In Kumasi, what is the name?
The books in the border region are the same books used in the Upper East, in the Northern and Upper West. Now, the title of the book is Social Studies for Junior High Schools, People Book 1, 2 and 3 and so on. And then those who wrote these books are A.M. Abani, S. Agbenoto, S. Atefua, and K. Oforiata. And these books were published by Macmillan, and then they were first published in 2008. Now, if you come to the Greater Accra, the books were written by E. A. Amwa, A. Babiri Ye, J. A. Kobina, G. Y. Dake, and C. K. Ngasu. Now, these books were published by Blinsal Publications, and then they were first published in 2005, and then they were revised in 2008. Now, if you get to the central region, the books were published by only one author, being Jassim, and then these were published by Excellent Publishing and Printing. It was first published in 2008. These are examples of books, serious series books, different books used in the various regions.
That was the voice of Mr. Kwame Ajayi.
The Deputy Director General of the GES, Stephen Edu, says the issue of recruitment and re-engagement are critical to the service. Explaining reasons why teachers are not paid for years, Mr. Edu said so many factors account for the problem. He asked affected teachers to use the right channel of communication to seek redress.
Sometimes some of these reports do not help us to really do the investigation as we ought to do. You see, the processes of re-engagement is also another issue, because if you are being re-engaged, there are so many factors that goes into re-engagement. You know, within the Ghana Education Service, we have a straightforward posting system whereby those students who complete a teacher training program are directly posted from the headquarters to the regions and then to the schools. But when it comes to re-engagement, you have to start from where you left, because those particulars or information about you is very, very critical for the re-engagement. Otherwise, anybody at all could just come in and saying that he's going to be re-engaged.
Mr. Edu, this is not a question of re-engagement. Fresh teachers who have graduated from the training colleges and have been posted to schools, they are the people complaining, not those who are being re-engaged.
My brother, that is what is also very, very interesting, because we knew these problems at stake. So what the government, or for that matter, the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Service did was that, you know, those teachers, they were already on allowance in their colleges. So when they came out, we did not take out those allowances. They had to carry the allowances with them. Then after a term, then they will have to go through the process. But unfortunately, that some of them refused to really report to their station so that they could continue. So if after one term you have not resurfaced, then what happens is that it means you are no more in the system.
On the use of different textbooks by pupils in the different regions, Mr. Edu had this to say.
When it comes to textbooks, we have the law on the publishing institutions, which is guiding how some of these public problems or public books brought into the zone. You know, in the past, the previous one that we did, the complaints were that some people were taking advantage of the government intervention. So we came up with a decision whereby the ministry prayed the publishing. So the various publishers were given the type of books to print. So in every subject area, if you pick the social studies for
in the tier 3, which is
regions, were divided accordingly. If you take, for instance, Greater Accra region, because you have large schools, then it could happen that just one publisher will be supplying. For us, maybe when you go to the three northern regions, one particular publisher may be supplying two regions. But we also saw the challenges that we were being confronted with, complaints from the public about the quality of some of these textbooks. But you see, sometimes some of these complaints are without evidences to prove that they find this particular book better than that. You know, when you are assessing books, there are so many factors that go into the assessment. It is not only about the content. There are also other factors like the print material, the readability, in terms of the diagrams and all that. So we take a lot of factors into consideration before approving of any book.
Mr. Edu also explained why senior high school authorities are charging two-term school fees for final year students. He said it is not a rigid demand, adding that parents should arrange for payment with the heads of senior high schools.
Recently, we talked a lot about the fees being charged in the senior high school. Somewhere, some of the heads were even invited to explain all these things. And the decision that was taken at some of these meetings was that any money that has been charged without approval will have to be refunded to the parents or the students. And so, we are expecting that the regional directors have been given that mandate so that when the second term begins, they will have to set up teams to go around to these directives have been complied with. And we are hoping that after the first week of the reopening, the regional directors will give a vivid report of how the school fee situation is. So if you would allow us some time at least to see what happens, the report from the regions, then you'll be in a better position to make comments on whether if the schools are still charging above the approved fees or they have introduced some new things. But for now, it may be very difficult for me to make any comments on that particular issue.
Stephen Edu, Deputy Director General of the GES, talking to George Ankra.